are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, the doctor is in. How you guys doing out there? Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, elephants are pretty smart. Maybe I think the smartest animal people say is the pig, where the pig is the smartest animal. I don't know. You never know, because they don't seem to be as communicative. But I guess pigs are pretty smart. But elephants, they say, are pretty smart, too. Apparently, when you point, elephants figure that out. You know how with your cat and dog, you'll point, and they'll be like, duh, and they'll look at you, and you're like, no, I'm pointing, follow the pointer. Well, I guess elephants could figure that out. Pretty smart stuff. Next, we're going to be talking about this mom who says, I really don't bathe my baby. All right, now everybody is furious. She's had this huge internet backlash. She doesn't give her baby a nightly bath. How often should you be really bathing your kids? Okay, how often are you guys bathing? Right. Happy marriage. They say a happy marriage may be all in your genes, according to NewYorkDailyNews.com. We'll talk about that. Happy marriage in your genes. All right, yeah. No, not blue jeans. Blood banks not appearing to be in short supply now. Apparently, there's been some less demand. Knock on wood, thank the Lord. So we'll talk about how they're making some changes now within their infrastructure. All right, still got to be prepared. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a mother admitted to bathing her son once a week is now facing huge internet backlash and criticism from furious parents who insist that this is not enough. Now, part-time blogger Claire Goss, 32 years old, sparked the controversy when she said you do not actually need to bathe baby. She bathed her first child more often, she said, but realized it was not necessary to give the baby a nightly bath. This is from ScienceRecorder.com. She goes, I aim for once a week. It might not happen. I will confess it has gone longer than a week. Now, that's kind of scary. Goss told ABC News in an interview in which she defended her parenting skills, asserting that if you held your baby, you would not know the difference. Oh, no, my kids would stink. Oh, hell no. I would smell it. She claims she does not have enough time to give her baby a nightly bath, though her bedtime routine includes a diaper change and washing his hands and face. Regardless, the online post started a huge discussion among parents, calling the practice gross. Others defended her, saying you really don't need to bathe your baby with soap and water. All right, so what is it? Now, me, I loved bath time. Because bath time, remember, I worked all day. So when it was baby time, I fed, we played, we tickled, and then we did bath time. Okay? We used to actually make a song, right? We're going to make it to sheet clean. We're going to make it to sheet clean. Anyway, so I would sing that song, and my kid, we would crawl up the stairs. I would be behind him. He'd be all dressed. He knew where he loved bath time. So we'd do a sing, gonna clean, 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 clean. Okay, so anyway, I did the song. My husband thought it was ridiculous. He would just go up. One time, I didn't realize that I was being distracted, and I wasn't able to go up, but I was starting to sing that song. And he's already halfway up the stairs, ready to go. Right? So I, you know, follow him, go. We do bubble bath. He loved bubble bath time. It was so much fun. Right? Every little spot got clean. The little tippy toes. You do the, this little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. And the wee, 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 wee. Bath time's fun. Okay? I sometimes think bath time is more for mommy and daddy and grandma and grandpa than it is baby. Now, I would not let the babysitter baby kid. Okay? Baby could wait a day or two. All right, if for some reason I was not going to have time to bathe them, although I don't think I ever missed a bathe, but if I didn't think I was going to have time to bathe them, I would not let anybody else bathe my child, all right? Because I didn't want him drowning, I didn't want him falling over, etc. I was very quiet. Now, this is my first kid. The second kid, I don't even remember what I did. You know, you remember everything about your first kid. The second kid, oh, I know, the second kid didn't like the song, so we didn't have the same sort of bonding. Honestly, getting that baby clean every day, every couple days is fine. Do you start to hurt or dry out the baby's skin? Not entirely, okay? I get more nervous about all the creams and the moisturizers and the oils that people put on the baby's skin. Okay? Yes, some kids suffer from dry skin. Some kids live in an environment where it's really, really dry. But for the most part, your body has wax, sebum, certain types of exfoliants, certain type of things that do protect the skin. And so washing it off could cause you to not be protected, just like we talk about earwax. Some of you guys overclean your earwax. Well, what does that do? It dries out the canal. Okay, earwax is protective. Same thing with hair. Washing your scalp every day, sometimes you need that little bit of sweat and, you know, to build up a little protection. So I don't ever recommend washing your hair every day. Now, if you put on a lot of hair products, yeah, wash it because you want to get that crap off. But for natural hair, sometimes a day or two in between washings is fine. Now, if the kid had a poo-poo and the poo-poo went all over the place, the leg, etc., it also depends on the type of baby you have. Okay, my kids were very limber. So by the time they could stick their foot in their mouth, they did. So if you're only washing their hands and their face, like this mom is doing every 10 days, you know, doing a bath and then maybe wiping down their hands and face by a wipe. What do you do when they're sitting there biting their toes and have their foot in their mouth, right? Or they touch the diaper area, and that my kids would always take off the diaper, and they couldn't wait to get their hands in there. Well, then they'd get poo-poo on their hands, and then I'd be like, no, 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 no. So then I'd be trying to wash off their hand of poo-poo, right? And usually when you change them, you're not by a sink. You just have those baby wipes right before they could put it in their mouth again. So for me, I just thought with my kids, I had to just wash them a little bit more often. So for me, it was every day, rarely every other day. But is there an actual recommendation? No. Right? If the kid is getting dirty, if the kid is crawling on the ground, the cat and the dog and your shoes are, you know, we would put the kid in a playpen or we would have the kid on a blanket. Well, the kid wants to crawl, so he would crawl around the floor. Well, if you come into the house with your shoes on, right, or even your socks with your sweaty feet, that kid is getting it all over on the knees, etc. So you might as well just wash him. Or a little sponge bath or something, okay, for her. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest. Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org. The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, 2-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. I finally shut off the air conditioning. And why did we shut off the air conditioning? I don't know why the hell it was on. I only like the air conditioning on during the summer months, but all the boys in my house are so hot-headed that they always feel hot. And so I shut the air conditioning off because I was freezing. And I have no hair on my arms because I made sure I shaved every part of my body to look more feminine. And so, just the arms. And so, I'm like cold. So, I'm going to have to do the show with a little bit of a blanket. But the problem is I don't want to put on the heat yet because I really don't want to start incurring those bills. You know, it's October. We really shouldn't need heat. But it's just something that, you know, my husband and I, we've been married since 1996. So, we're going on our 17th year. And we've been able to make it. All right. But we usually fight about the temperature of the house. Okay. You know, he wants me to put on a sweater. I want him to quit being a wussy. So we argue. But what is the key to successful marriage? Well, according to this study, they say happy marriage depends on your genes. They say some couples are destined to be happier in their relationships because of their genes. A UC Berkeley and Northwestern University study found people who have a certain gene variant known as the HTTLPR allele were more likely to be extremely happy or extremely miserable in their relationships. Can you believe taking a blood test to see if the marriage is going to work? They say, according to study author Robert Levinson, a UC Berkeley psychologist, said an enduring mystery is what makes one spouse so attuned to the emotional climate in marriage and another so oblivious. With these new genetic findings, we now understand much more about what determines just how important emotions are for different people. So they took 156 married middle-aged and older couples that were together for more than 20 years. Every 5 years, the couples were asked to come in and report on their current marital satisfaction. They were observed interacting with each other in a lab setting where researchers judged their interactions through their facial expressions, body language, tone of voice, and topic of discussion. Then 125 of the participants were asked to provide DNA samples. The researchers discovered that an allele known as 5-HTT-LPR, which is inherited from each parent and either comes in short or long lengths, could influence how you look at your marriage. If people had one or two long alleles, they were less likely to be annoyed by different emotional changes in their relationship. On the contrary, those who had two short alleles were more likely to be very upset when there was a lot of strife in their relationship and elated when times were good. Now, I don't know if that has anything to do with bipolar, but we'll see. This doesn't mean that people with different allele lengths are incompatible. It just means that people with shorter alleles are more sensitive to the emotional climate of their relationship. Now, you guys have had situations like this with your loved one where you'll have a fight. They'll say, we are through. And sometimes you know that they don't mean it. Other times, you know they mean it. My husband and I had a fight a couple months ago. I didn't do anything. I just brought something up. He got mad at me. He's like, this is ridiculous, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, I go, leave. Go leave. Okay? So I go, take the kids out for pizza. Okay? Tell him that he can, you know, join us if he wants. Is he done? Is he done, you know, having a BF? Right? You know, can he join us now? And, you know, I was in the right, okay, which is why I had the confidence. When I'm not in the right, I got to eat crow, okay? And, yeah, I kind of lost temper on something, no big deal. It happens, okay? We fight. I get ticked off about something, too. All right, I'll get ticked off about stuff, right, because I'm right about something, and he doesn't think I'm right. All right, but anyway, so fights happen. Yeah, and I have no problem telling him go, you know, see ya. He has no problem telling me to go see ya, but it doesn't happen. I mean, we're still married after 17 years. Okay, yeah, now, I mean, maybe he really, really doesn't want to leave. Maybe he wants to flee, but the timing isn't right. But for now, he's stuck. I mean, 17 years, I think he's in it for the long haul. I'm a very difficult person to be married to because I'm kind of low maintenance, but almost too low maintenance. You know, I don't really have to have things a certain way, nothing. I kind of do my own thing, and I share, right, everything I share, right? You know, but then I just kind of get upset at the last, after like the 17th time something was done, and I had thought I had conveyed that I didn't like it, when it gets done the same way, you know, like leaving wet bread rotting in the sink, I get mad. You know, they're like, why? Why are you mad about that now? You must be on your period. No, I was mad since day one, just you didn't listen to me 17 times ago. So that kind of stuff. Anyway, they say 17% of couples had two short 5-HTT-LPR alleles. They found a strong correlation between emotional tone of their conversations and how they said they felt about their relationships. Now, okay, so when we're looking at relationships and we're looking at alleles and genes, I look at it as, well, you have some people where you have to walk around eggshells around, where you can't say or do nothing. You know, it's like, for example, if my husband makes a comment, I won't interpret it as he thinks I'm fat or he thinks I'm ugly. I'll just take that statement for what it is. So, like, if I'm sitting on a couch, he walks by and he says, I really think we need a bigger couch. That's all I'll take it as. We need a bigger couch. I won't take it as he thinks I'm too fat. He doesn't want to sit next to me, so he wishes he had a bigger couch so he wouldn't have to sit next to me. I don't care. All he said is he wants a bigger couch. You see what I mean? But you have other people where they'll read things into it. And that's why you have to have communication. You have to have trust. I feel like I really know what my husband is thinking. Okay? And even if I thought that he thought I was kind of fat, okay, I would just take that in. I would digest it, right, as I'm digesting my sandwich or whatever else I'm eating. Go to my comfort food and move on. Okay? But I think I know my husband well enough where if he is using euphemisms or allegories or allusions or similes or whatever, analogies, I think I get him. And I'm confident enough. He's not going to leave me if I gained weight or if I lost weight or if my bra strap is not aligned. I feel confident. But you have other people where every little thing, guy or girl, they take offense to. Well, why did you say that? Why did you say that? What do you mean? Well, you said that. You must have meant something by it. Now, maybe they're right. Maybe they're that attuned. Now, mind you, I know a lot of psychology. Going through the family practice program I did and going through the medical school I went through, we had a great psychology background. Okay? But just because somebody is very versed in psychology and understands people's thinking, it doesn't mean they're immune to divorce or falling apart of a relationship. Relationships are going to fall apart no matter how well you understand other people's emotions. You're just going to have some people that just overthink it too much. Like, you know, when you watch Seinfeld, I love Seinfeld, but you know how they nitpick everything about a relationship? Well, he does this, or he said this, or he did this, and then the relationship seems to fall from there. If I did that with anybody I dated, I mean, the relationship would have been ended day one. You need to see past it. Now, the problem we have is some people see past so much that all of a sudden it gets to be an issue in the marriage, okay? Like, for example, I've always had friends that were guys, all right? I don't really flirt with the guys. I don't like to be flirty, but I like to tell them, you're good looking, that looks really good on you, I like that style, smart move, abs look tight, well done, you can dance. I mean, you know, I have no problem talking to guys like that. Well, my husband never really had a big deal with it, but once we got married, he's like, okay, you got to stop talking to guys like that. I'm your husband. And I'm like, but I'm not telling them I want to sleep with them. I'm not, I mean, you know, to me, was always the same. All right, so obviously, if it was going to be an issue with the marriage where, you know, I can't go, you know, like one of my longtime buddies, who I didn't think was straight, by the way, but, so I thought it was okay, but one of my longtime buddies, he didn't want to go shopping, he didn't want to go grocery shopping alone, he didn't want to go shopping alone, so I would go with him. Yeah, I didn't care, that's just what we did. I never wanted to go to a grocery store alone at night if I needed something for the next day, so no big deal, so would go, whatever. My husband's like, you can't do that, you're married to me, you can't go shopping with somebody at night or on a weekend like that, you know, and so we had our little, okay, I get it, you're right, that would make sense, and I saw his view, okay, you know, you wouldn't want your wife hanging out with other men, I get that, and I understood that, and it wasn't a big deal, it wasn't a deal breaker. Have my husband and I had issues? Yeah, we've had issues with family, my family, in-laws, some of those issues were very difficult to deal with, extremely, we had a very rough first year of the marriage. But in terms of my having a career, in terms of my working, in terms of the way I raise the kids and the way my husband raises the kids, thank God we agree. So like, let's say you're marrying somebody of a different faith, and you may not mind. I mean, everything may be hunky-dory. You're like, this is perfect. I love you. We'll make it work, whatever. All of a sudden, the kids are born, and now it becomes an issue. So sometimes you want to make sure that if anything is going to be an issue, figure it out now, which is why I always urge premarital counseling. Even if you're having the best relationship in the world, because some of these counselors will say, all right, well, let's do this situation. You guys have a kid, okay? What are you going to want to do with that kid? Oh, whatever my baby wants is fine. But they're able to get through that whole honeymoon period in some of these sessions and go, look, all right, what are you going to do? So sometimes that kind of recreation of the future is extremely important. Now, mind you, it's not 100% accurate because you're still in the honeymoon period. But I don't think it all has to be genetic. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale, on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So three California poultry processing plants that have been linked to a salmonella outbreak in raw chicken that has sickened 278 people in 17 states are going to remain open, according to the U.S. Agricultural Department and being reported by Philly.com. They say the three plants are owned by Foster Farms, which has made immediate substantive changes to their slaughter and processing to allow for continued operations. Yeah, do Foster Farms have the chickens right there at the plant? That's interesting. According to the department, the company said it's cooperating with the investigation into the outbreak and implemented new food safety controls about learning about the illness. See, whenever I think of now these food plants and these chicken, I think of the pollo, I'm trying to think of the chicken place on Breaking Bad. I wonder what's that called? Pollo Pasares or something like that. I have to look it up. I always see the pollo and I don't read the second word. That guy, tell you, their chicken looks good. I was craving fried chicken after watching like 4 episodes of Breaking Bad because I've been doing the marathon. So I TiVo'd the marathon, so I've been watching. And I made my husband running take me to Popeye's so I could get some fried chicken. And he's like, this is ridiculous. And then I also wanted Mexican food because of all the scenes from the cartel. I was like, oh, my gosh, I just wanted some. I would just really want some Mexican food. So I crave food depending on what's on. I'm at the end of the 4th season. Tonight I'm going to watch the season finale of the 4th season and then go into the 5th season. So we're almost there. I'm almost caught up with all of you. And I hope to because then I could talk about it more. I know many of you are like, oh, Dahlia, please. You know, the wife is still pregnant. Really? You're that far back? And I'm not that far back. Okay, but anyway. So apparently the company is cooperating with the investigation. Most of us have eaten Foster Farms. The chicken's good. You know why I like the Foster Farms? Because it's so clean. The chicken's not very bloody. They're very nice and clean packaged and vacuum airtight and, you know, all kind of squishy. I like Foster Farms. But this is some pretty serious stuff. The outbreak began in March. Some new illnesses began as recently as 2 weeks ago, according to the CDC. Most of the illnesses have been in California. Because of antibiotic resistance, 42% of the patients have needed to be hospitalized, according to the CDC. That 42% figure is really high for a salmonella outbreak. I've been talking about salmonella outbreaks on my show now for close to 5 years, never this high. Now, the typical hospitalization rate, according to the CDC, spokesman John O'Connor says it's 20%. So for this sucker being up at 42% hospitalization, pretty bad. The antibiotic resistance as seen in this outbreak could be associated with the increased risk of hospitalization or treatment failure, or maybe some people not realizing they were sick and it getting too far. Antibiotic resistance, we've talked about that. Now, they say the chickens, okay, they say chickens live in squalor, according to Dr. Mark Siegel, who is associate professor of medicine at NYU Langone Medical Center. Many of us see, I think this is the same guy that we see on Mark Siegel on Fox News in the A-Team. Anyway, 95% of chickens, he says, are grown in such horrific conditions that they're standing in poop and they end up infected with salmonella. If one chicken gets it, they all get it. All the chickens are treated with antibiotics, which cause the resistant bacteria to emerge. The use of antibiotics, they say, should be banned. Now, what do we usually use? Well, we could use a penicillin family, chloramphenicol, cipro, gentamicin, sulfazoxazole, or Bactrim, with streptomycin. So there's a variety of different antibiotics we could use. But for us seeing multiple resistant, that's a pretty scary stuff. So what are the symptoms? Diarrhea, cramps, fever, chills, nausea, vomiting. Could last up to 7 days. Again, it could be serious. Could even be fatal. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are also urging at-risk groups to get their flu shot. It is time for flu vaccine. Flu vaccine. Okay? Who would be at risk? Children, pregnant women, people with diabetes, people with immunosuppressive disorders, and those of you who live in areas where you have huge flu outbreaks. Okay, I mean, many of you, you work, you know, a lot of us, we live in kind of nice weather, so we're still outside, we can still work outside, but for many of you, it's snowing outside, you guys are cramped in closed spaces all day long. Those are things that are pretty concerning, okay? So we're urging everybody to get their flu shot. If you're allergic to eggs, there are some flu shot preparations that are not cultivated out of egg embryos. There's also nasal vaccines, which are the live attenuated. We're going to be reviewing, again, the live attenuated versus the killed vaccine. I do that every year ad nauseum, so we'll make sure you guys know the difference. But pregnant women can't take the one that's the nasal spray because it's a live attenuated. We only want to give you the one where it's the killed vaccine, although many people do really, really well. Non-pregnant women do really, really well with the live attenuated. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is very interesting. Fox News has the fat fighting for the super nutrients that outsmart diabetes. This is very, very interesting. Dr. Francine Kaufman, medical advisor for the Diabetes Detour Diet book, says if you eat these foods together, they're extremely effective, right? Because you know how body fat and extra fat around your abdomen causes inflammation in cells, you become more resistant to insulin, driving up blood sugar. She said these are fat fighters which could really work. Calcium. We talked about calcium. Calcium helps burn body fat. reduces the fat-producing calcitrol steroid hormone. And they say that when you eat a calcium-rich dairy diet, researchers from the University of Tennessee found that obese people who did that with low calories, but calcium-rich, lost 70% more weight and 64% more body fat than those who just ate one serving of dairy. Of course, fat-free milk, low-fat dairy, spinach, kale, broccoli, and white beans. See, I like cheddar cheese, but sharp cheddar cheese. I don't know if I could eat low-fat cheese. Vitamin D. Now, we did have a study saying vitamin D does not really seem to help bone health as much as it used to. Right? Vitamin D deficiency can cause rickets. But vitamin C deficiency is scurvy. You know, like the pirate scurvy. Scurvy. Anyway, landmark study from Tufts New England Medical Center showed that low levels of vitamin D raise a person's risk of type 2 diabetes by 46%. Now, your body needs D and calcium to be absorbed together. So, according to the Nurses' Health study of 83,000 women, they say those who consume more than 1,200 milligrams of calcium and more than 800 units of vitamin D a day were 33% less likely to have developed diabetes than those taking in less of the other nutrients. Okay? Now, here's the thing. You know, you wonder if those people that are be very diligent about their vitamins, they may be more diligent about their health. So you always wonder about that. You know, a lot of us that eat like crap, we don't take our vitamins. But people that take their vitamins, they sometimes seem to be, on the whole, a little bit more self-conscious about their health. So it could also be coincidental. Then they also suggest fat fighter number 3, omega-3s. Apparently, a new study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition showed that women who ate a balanced diet, including omega-3s, lost 1.5 more pounds of torso fat than women who ate the exact same diet but without the omega-3s. So tofu, enriched eggs, shrimp, salmon, tuna, walnuts, flax, and flaxseed oil, according to Fox News, helps improve insulin resistance. Oh. Yeah, improve. You want to improve the resistance, make insulin more sensitive. And then, of course, fiber. None of these are new. We talk about this all the time. Fiber. Foods that are high in fiber are very filling. Makes you poop. Nutrient rich. Okay, as long as you're not just eating, you know, banana brand muffins. And, well, bananas have potassium, and fiber triggers hormones that control appetite and help with weight loss. So the soluble and insoluble fiber can help control sugar. Now, the soluble fiber dissolves in water, makes this thick gel during digestion, all right, will slow down the carbohydrate and glucose absorption in the intestines, stay solid, okay? The insoluble doesn't dissolve into this gel. It stays solid, moves quickly, so the intestines have less time to absorb the carbohydrates. Blood sugar levels stay even. And, of course, it makes you poop. So, fiber sources. You got the whole grain breads. You got the cereals. You got the brown rice, the barley, the oatmeal, the oat bran, apples, pears, citrus fruits, carrots, beans, and artichokes. Yeah, you fart for a reason, people. All right. Whew. Okay, when we come back, we're going to be talking about elephants and them figuring out what pointing means. And then, very interesting, apparently women are getting these vagina injections to plump up aging genitals. I haven't checked. Everything's sagging on. I really hope. I don't even want to think about that. Really? Really? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I guess babies learn how to understand what pointing is by their first birthday. Okay? Most healthy babies, if you point, they understand to not look at your eyes, but to follow the finger and to follow where you're pointing. Okay? Well, I guess scientists tested other species, and they're finding that most animals, even chimpanzees, can't figure out pointing. But they have discovered that elephants do. They looked at just 11 elephants, okay? I mean, the elephants are kind of hard to come by. Every time I go to a zoo, the elephant exhibit is closed. So my guess are elephants are pretty hard to come by. Anyway, they say that elephants, we think, have a deep social intelligence that could rival us humans. Researchers use a simple but powerful test to see if animals understand pointing. What they do, hold on, I got an itch on my back shoulder and I can't reach. There we go. They put food in one of two identical containers and then slightly point at the one with the food in it. Then they wait to see which container the animal approaches. Now, they say primates and most other animals that have been studied fail the test. Few have done well. Most of them are like domesticated mammals with dogs appearing to be more understanding with the whole pointing thing. You know, like when you say go fetch it, go get, you know, is it because they saw the toy thrown or the ball thrown or the dove or whatever you were shooting at and they go get it? Or is it because they're looking at the pointing? All right. But the results have prompted some researchers to think that maybe during domestication, animals may evolve and become keenly aware of humans. Others have made a different argument, saying that the wild ancestors of species like dogs were already keenly aware of each other, and that maybe there was some pre-existing capacity. So Dr. Byrne wanted to know during the mid-2000s if elephants could pass a pointing test. He and a graduate student were conducting an experiment on wild elephants on Kenya. They found that elephants could distinguish the smells of people from their hidden pieces of clothing. The elephants would curl up their trunks, aiming them at the source of smell. So the doctor thought maybe they were pointing, but they couldn't tell. So anyway, they decided to test them, and as you could tell, okay, so an elephant handler would bring one of the animals a few yards away from her. The elephant watched the researcher lower pieces of fruit behind the screen and put one of them into the buckets, but the elephant wouldn't see which bucket she put the fruit in, okay? Then she brought in buckets from outside the screen to between them, and she pointed at the one with the fruit inside. And the handler walked the elephant towards the buckets, and I guess he went to the one with the food. So now, why does this matter? I don't really know. It's cool. Okay. If elephants could understand pointing, I mean, just imagine the possibilities. I don't know. All right. Okay, here we go. 1-877-TALK-DOLLY. It's important stuff like this. Vaginal rejuvenation. Apparently, there is a new cosmetic treatment that's supposed to boost women's sex lives over 40 by giving them a designer vagina. It's a filler that plumps up a woman's vaginal areas that apparently do suffer loss of tone and elasticity, just like face, breasts, buttocks as we start to lose our estrogen. Now, the injection is called Desiryl R. It's an injection given same way as facial fillers, targeted at women who have lost confidence in their body and may then have like some desire to have sex, right? Now that they're out there. They say cougar women, right, who date much younger men are on the rise, and many of them are having relationships with younger men, so they want to look better. Okay. Anyway, they say that because women are Brazilian waxing now, laser hair removal, and they call this vajazzles. I don't know what that means. Does that mean earrings and things down there, like rings? They say it's increased a woman's awareness of changes that take place and the possibility of improving appearances in all areas of the body. You know, they're also doing lightning and tattooing down there. There's all this stuff. I always thought you just kind of leave it alone. Just go about your day. Anyway, there's supposed to be a look. According to Dr. Taylor Barnes, cosmetic specialist and GP, says a woman's vagina is a lot like the lips on the face in that it is prone to withering and dehydration with age, particularly during or after menopause, which happens around 51 when there's a loss of estrogen. They can go crinkly, lose volume, and look unsightly, according to her. And in some cases, it could cause discomfort. Now, we know there's dryness that happens, and that causes sex to be very painful. But also, if somebody doesn't feel like it's very, very sexy, I guess that could also be a downer. Desiryl R, they say, will allow ladies who might be divorced and embarking on a relationship with a younger man to boost that area. Let me just clue you in. Even older men want us looking younger, so it's not just for cougars. Anyway, I'm not sure how long it acts. I guess it combines hyaluronic acid with mannitol, which is a natural antioxidant in fruit and vegetables. The hyaluronic acid is already used for facial fillers and I think also knee fillers like Synvisc. It behaves like a sponge, can improve water retention capabilities in the vulvovaginal area. According to Daily Mail, the addition of mannitol, an antioxidant, protects against the breakdown of the gel from free radical damage and preserves the hydrating effect and longevity of the treatment. All right, so it kind of puffs up the area, makes it elastic, firm, etc. They say the process takes no more than 20 minutes to complete, and the effects could last up to a year, maybe even 15 months with the plus formulation as the gel is thicker. I don't know. I would need to be put out. I don't think I could handle that. That's some pretty scary stuff. Miss Arizona USA has been fighting ovarian cancer. She's only 25 years old. Christina Anderson was diagnosed with ovarian cancer in July. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. And it was a very rare aggressive form, began chemotherapy 3 days later. She continues to battle the disease, but she is preparing for the Arizona pageant. Okay, she lives with her family in Illinois. She found her support system there. I'm not sure. I'm from Arizona. I thought you had to live in Arizona to be Miss Arizona, so I'm not sure. But then again, if she's living with her family to go through this, I don't blame her. But good for her, and good for her for being, you know, open, and that's tough. Fighting a cancer like that is very tough. Lord have mercy. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So negotiations between the Republicans and the Senate went on throughout the night. Nothing was agreed upon. But now we see a two-tier type of negotiation that the House Republicans have launched over the next 6 weeks, okay? This is these two tracks. According to the LA Times, on one track, in return for temporary lifting the nation's debt ceiling and allowing the government to borrow to pay its bills, the Republicans want a series of talks focused on tax changes as well as spending cuts to Medicare and other popular programs outlined by Paul Ryan. Okay? Then, who's the party budgets guru, I guess? On the second track, House Republicans would reopen government if the White House agreed to talks on the more immediate budget spending levels for the 2014 fiscal year, which is already underway. Both parties would like to shift the next round of across-the-board cuts to January 1st. Now, the Republicans are still insisting, I guess, on some concession. Okay, with changes to the new health care law, the Democrats have resisted. Now, government agencies could be open by Monday if the administration agrees to this House offer. Now, this is one of those things where some of you are saying, look, the Republicans should just stand firm. This is our only way to get rid of Obamacare. Others are saying, no, Obamacare is just going to come back a few months later. We're going to be stuck. We're going to be screwed. Figure this out now. So I'm kind of torn. Because again, I don't want Obamacare delayed anymore. If it's gonna hurt us, let it just hurt us now. I can't let this recession drag on any more than it's dragged on. On the other hand, we do have an issue, and we've talked about that. We are overspending. This is ridiculous that we always have the same conversation. So again, no news as of now. But hopefully soon. All right, guys, I cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all have a great... Yep, I will be live Saturday morning, 10 a.m. You all be safe. God bless.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awake and Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self. Find the path that will cleanse your body and mind and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of 2 families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.